Hey, John, how you doing?
Who am I talking to?
You're talking with Corporal Mara.
Corporal Mara, thank you for chatting with
me. Yes, sir.
We, you know, our readers are really interested in the troops over there, and I think sharing your story with them will be a neat thing for Thanksgiving. So I appreciate that. Corporal, tell me, first off, start with your name for me. Spell it for me.
It's you want first name, last name?
Your full name.
It's Kevin Michael Mara Jr.
And it's spelled just like it sounds?
Last name is M-A-R-R-A.
Okay. And Kevin, tell me, how old are you?
I'm 24 at the moment.
24. And where were you born and reared? What city?
I was born in, oh my gosh. I don't know exactly what hospital, but I know it was in Northside Hospital.
Where did you grow up? I see you went to Walton High School. Did you grow up in East Cobb?
Yes.
Okay, so
yeah,
you're
I did grow up in East Cobb.
You're an East Cobber, and you went to Walton. What
yes,
year
sir.
Did you graduate?
I graduated in 2005.
2005. And you joined the military in what year?
I joined September 11th, 2007.
And you joined the Marines?
Correct.
And tell me, why did you do that?
Well, you know, my father was in the Marine Corps, and I have a lot of family that has been in the Marine Corps. So I pretty much, I just really wanted to... you know, support my country and do something different with my life.
Than the average Walton.
Yeah. I guess that's what I would say.
Between graduating from Walton and the military, did you go off to college or did you go right into the Marines?
No. I attended Universal Technical Institute in Orlando, Florida.
Okay, that's
before coming into the Marine Corps.
And you got a degree from there and then entered the Marine Corps?
Yes, it was a automotive technology degree.
Let's see here. And tell me, where are you based right now?
Right now, I'm in Camp Bastion, Afghanistan.
Camp. How do you spell Bastion?
B-A-S-T-I-O-N.
And how long have you been stationed there?
I've been here for a few months now.
A few months. And what...
I can't really give you, you know...
Sure. Just tell me...
Precise
what
number.
You know, only say what you should say. Tell me,
right.
What is your function? What is your job, your role?
Oh, out here, I am an aviation... communication navigation technician, and what we do is we work on the avionics systems like mission computers, tactical air navigation, radar altimeters, identify friend or foe,
and your
night vision systems.
And your current rank is what?
Corporal.
You're a corporal. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about what Afghanistan, you say you've been in Afghanistan a couple months. Tell me about what it's like. I've never been there. Paint a picture for me.
It's,
is it the other side of the moon?
Yeah, it seems like that. There's nothing out here. I mean, you don't, like where I am, there's no trees. It's sand everywhere. During the daytime, it gets hot, but at night, it gets pretty cold outside. So the weather is definitely, it's different than back in the States, like right now, it's probably consistently cold throughout the day. That's not the case out here. It gets pretty warm during the midday. So, go ahead.
Well, no, keep on describing.
There's really not a whole lot out here. Like, you want to know, like, a typical day-to-day? Like,
yeah.
How much would I do?
Yeah,
okay. So, we work 12-hour shift out here. So, my day consists of, I come into work, do 12 hours of work, and then, you know, the gym, a lot of us go to the gym out here to help, you know, pass time and, you know, help. It's a good stress reliever and everything like that while being out here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we do that pretty much every day. And then, you know, I mean, then you try to sleep, you know, when you have the available time. But, it's pretty much, you know, our day-to-day out here. It's the same thing every day.
Well,
get up, go to work.
Have you had any interaction with the locals? What are the native population like?
I don't get to really deal with the locals too much. That would be more of like a groundside marine or something. We don't really go outside of the wire. So, I mean, we do have them working on base, which, you know, I every single one of I run into, they're always polite and everything like that. So, I mean, it's a good feeling that you get from these people. So
now, is this your first time overseas?
No, this is my second deployment.
Your second deployment. So were you in Afghanistan before or somewhere else?
No, I deployed back in 2009 on the 22nd MEU, which is you deploy with the Navy on a boat, and you hit up different. You go out here. We were supporting, you know, combat operations, I guess, out in Afghanistan, patrolling off the coast and stuff like that. And you go to different ports. Like, I mean, I've visited Bahrain, Spain, Dubai, Greece, Turkey. Just a few places I went on my previous deployment.
So you're getting to see the world.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I never thought, you know, it's stuff that I never thought I would get to do. And, you know, I've been to a lot of places that you see on TV, but you're like, oh, you know, I've been there.
Now, you mentioned your father, who was a Marine. What is his name?
My dad is also Kevin Michael Mara, Sr.
And what does he do for a living?
My dad works, he works with Morgan Keegan.
Okay.
It's a bank based out of it.
They do bonds and stuff.
Correct.
I wonder if he knows Gordon Morton. I do interviews with him occasionally. He's a financial advisor? What do you call him?
Managing director of equity capital sales or something like that, I believe. So I'm going to mark my words for it. I'm not 100% sure, you know. His job is not, you know, it's not something that, you know, I really get into too much with him, you know. He gives me good advice on investing, but.
Yeah, I bet he does. That, you know. That's a blue chip firm. Now, tell me about, does your mom, is she still around?
Yes, my mom is.
And what is her name?
Her name is Erica Mara.
Spell that for me.
E-R-I-K-A.
And she lives with your dad, or are they separate?
Yes, both my parents live down there in East Cobb.
Okay. And you got any siblings?
Yeah. I do. I actually have a younger brother who's a year and a half younger than I am, who's also in the Marine Corps.
Oh, wow.
And he's actually stationed out of, he's stationed out of 29 Palms, California.
Oh, he's got a little better than you do, I think.
No, I don't know. He's always like, gosh, he's like, this place. So, but
What is his name?
His name is Michael Mara.
And so it sounds like your dad really inspired both you boys, his two sons, to really serve their country.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Growing up, you know, you know how your parents always give you advice, you know, when you're younger, but, you know, you just don't really, you know, you're young, you just kind of want to do your own thing. And now I definitely see, you know, my parents, both my mom and my dad, were trying to set me up, my brother and I up for success, which in turn, I mean, all the advice that they've given us over the years has definitely played out and benefited me with my success in the Marine Corps so far.
You got any other siblings, or is it just your brother?
No, just my brother.
Now tell me, what would you, is this your first Thanksgiving away from your family, or have you done this before?
No, on my previous deployment, I was away for Thanksgiving.
Other than that, I assume you normally, like everyone else, have Thanksgiving in East Cobb with the family?
Yeah.
What would you normally be doing at this time if you were home?
We usually just be, you know, my parents and my brother and I, and my mom usually cooks a Thanksgiving dinner at home, or we would go out to we would go to this place, Checkers, up in Perimeter, and do like a Thanksgiving brunch, but we normally do one of those two things, so usually just spend time with family. You know, I don't get to see, like, I haven't seen my brother in over a year now, and then, you know, I like to see my parents, you know, as much as I can. So,
it's good
to get together with the family.
What is a favorite Thanksgiving memory of yours?
Oh wow! I mean, I just really just being, you know, just being with, you know, my family all together. So, I mean, since my brother and I joined the Marine Corps, it's been hard for, you know, everyone, like, you know, my mom and my dad and my brother and I all to be, you know, around for the holidays together, because, you know, usually somebody's got to be doing something during the holiday, or like my brother and I. So definitely just being together as a family.
That's got to be, you know, really tough to be away from family at this time. I mean, does that weigh on you a lot? You have a lot of downtime, I think, to think about it.
Yes, definitely. I definitely miss, you know, being home with family and everything like that. But at the same time, you know, I understand I'm out here to support, you know, what we're doing out here. And to me, you know, it's okay with me, you know, knowing that we're doing good out here. And usually, you know, when I come back, you know, from like my previous deployment, we get together, you know, my brother will come home, my parents, you know, and we all get together and kind of make up for the lost times over the holiday period. So that's pretty nice, too.
Now, do you have a wife and kids, or are you single?
I am single.
Single. And
yes.
Any particular things that you've seen out there that have surprised you as you've been in Afghanistan? Or is it just a whole lot of desert and a lot of just waiting?
It's a whole lot of desert, a whole lot of nothing. Yeah.
Do you any particular story that you have that you want to share?
No, I really can't go into that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
But
I guess you haven't seen any action since you're inside the base.
Well, I also can't go into that.
Oh,
either.
You can't go into that either. Okay.
No,
do you feel supported back home by Americans? Do you feel there's support for the troops and you guys?
Definitely, definitely.
You do?
Since I've been out here, there are people that send out just like care packages to any Marine, and that's definitely supportive to us, you know, because they send a lot of things that it's hard for us to get out here. And, I mean, people are always constantly sending something, writing letters and stuff like that. So definitely there are people out there that are supporting us.
Now, when you, when you're not in the military, do you come back and live in East Cobb?
No, I'm actually stationed out of, Cherry Point, North Carolina, Marine Corps Air Station, Cherry Point.
So that's where you're based at. So you don't have a church here in East Cobb that you regularly attend or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, what are some final thoughts you'd want to tell our readers, you know, as we approach this Thanksgiving?
Ooh.
Not to put you on the spot or anything.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know, you know.
How long do you think you'll do you want to have a career in the military, and or do you plan on getting out soon, or what?
Yeah, well, I actually just re-enlisted about a week ago for another for four more years. So I plan on making a career out of it.
Clearly, you love what you're doing.
I do. It is very, very well, especially being out here in Afghanistan. I mean, back in the States, you know, doing the same thing, doing what we do every day, you don't really get to see your hard work go, you know, like, you know, take place right then. Out here, I mean, you definitely see it. And it's just very fulfilling to know, you know, hey, you know, we make that aircraft, you know, fly. And, you know, we keep those in the air to help support the mission out here.
And you believe totally in the mission and what you're doing.
That's all. I can't say, you know, yes or no to that.
Okay. I don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, what Thanksgiving, as we approach Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful, you know, for just being, you know, being able to, you know, do something benefiting to me, you know, having a good, these questions, like, I don't, I'm thankful for. I would, you know, most importantly, I would say it's good to have support from family and friends back in the rear, back in the States, you know, supporting what I do, even if they, you know,
right,
they have different views on it, they still support me on it. So that right there is the most important thing to me.
Well, I know our readers here sure do appreciate what you're doing, as do I. And any final thoughts we want to add? What did you do in Walton High School? You play any sports, football or basketball?
Not at Walton. I went to Walton for my junior and senior year. I went to a private school prior to that, so I played sports there. And then when I came to Walton, I really didn't do any sports.
Okay.
I played ice hockey outside of school.
Okay.
Most of my life growing up, so that's what I did.
Well, as we wrap it up, any final thoughts?
No, I mean, I wish, you know, everybody back in the, you know, United States, you know, happy holidays, and that's about it, you know.
Well, you take it easy out there, Corporal, and I appreciate you chatting with us. This will be in our paper tomorrow, and you can access it online. We'll have it up on our website as well.
Okay, and what website might that be?
That's at MDJ.
It's Marietta Journal.
MDJ is in Marietta Daily Journal, mdjonline.com.
All right. Excellent.
I thank you, sir.
Well, thank you.